Order.
More questions about the Deputy Prime Minister's self-drive car. Addressed to the Prime Minister, John Key, in his capacity as the Minister for Ministerial Services, the questions were from Labor's Pete Hodgson.
Were the capital and running costs of the self-drive car used by the Honourable Bill English in the first 6 months of this government properly appropriated under the Public Finance Act 1989? If so, will he table official advice, if any, to that effect?
The Honourable Prime Minister.
Yes, the Department of Internal Affairs capital expenditure intentions were included in the estimates of appropriation, as were the non-departmental other expense costs for operation of those vehicles. And the answer to the second part of the question is no.
The Honourable Pete Hodgson.
If the Minister is so sure of himself, why does he not table the advice?
The Honourable Prime Minister.
Because it's standard government practice not to release legal opinions.
The Honourable Pete Hodgson.
If he thinks he broke no regulation or any law, why did he sign consultation letters to the Commissioner of IRD and the Chair of the Remuneration Authority on the 6th of March, only to consult them again on May the 18th with one late change, which is the one that removes the requirement for self-drive cars to be based at a member's primary place of residence?
The Honourable Prime Minister.
Because it was appropriate for me to do so. I know this is the thing that's holding the country back, but bear with me for a second, because I'll just help you through your afternoon. And that is, the member pays a lot of attention to part two of the 2003 determination. Unfortunately for him, he seems to have overlooked part one, which, if I can just draw to his attention, says there is the cost. No, I'm not a smart ass. That's the answer to the question. But the cost-effective principle, which provided exactly this: wherever reasonably practical, members of the executive should endeavour to use the most cost-effective alternative available. And that is exactly what we're doing. We're actually saving the taxpayers money, and I'm sure they'll welcome that.
Mr. Key was saved from answering Pete Hodgson's next question by the Speaker.
Is the Minister aware of the news that the Southland branch of Federated Farmers have today travelled to Wellington to meet with the Minister of Finance, whose primary place of residence is in Southland? And might this curious state of affairs have arisen because the member never goes home, or that
Order. There'll be silence. I simply rule that question out. That's beneath the dignity of the House.
Mr. Key was also asked if he stood by his recent statements on unemployment.
Mr. Speaker, yes, and I'd like to add one more statement to it. Should I take it from the fact that there's no question from Phil Goff today? He's joined the ranks of the unemployed.
But as Rhys Lyon now reports, Mr. Goff showed that he still got the job of leading the opposition when he kicked off the weekly general debate.
Mr. Goff used the general debate to question the government's commitment to lifting New Zealand out of recession.
Earlier this year, John Key predicted New Zealand by this stage of the year would be coming strongly out of recession. Mr. Speaker, I'm very pleased that the world is coming out of recession, but so far, ordinary, hard-working New Zealanders are seeing no benefit from this. In fact, New Zealanders on the average or below average wage are finding things getting worse, not better. This is a government, Mr. Speaker, that looks after privilege, not after ordinary, hard-working New Zealanders.
Mr. Goff came under immediate criticism from the next speaker, Health Minister Tony Ryle.
That speech from the Leader of the Opposition can only lead us to diagnose him with RDS, Relevance Deprivation Syndrome. But look, I understand the situation they find themselves in. I remember going into opposition after 9 years in power. And it is true, you do go through the seven stages of grief.
Health Minister Tony Ryle speaking in today's general debate.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program was brought to you with funding from New Zealand On Air.